Now, the rest of the story. When the sordid news hit publications like The Enquirer and The National Intelligencer, there followed a firestorm of public fascination with the sex lives of celebrities. Yet the obsession of the masses with such subjects was no less ardent than the obsession of some so-called journalists with what they called investigative reporting. And the most vicious of these scandal mongers was a writer named Jim Callender. When he wrote of other people's indiscretions, he feigned indignation. Believe me, he could not have cared less. Al was one of his targets. Al was famous and as such was vulnerable. Once when Al's wife was out of town, a woman named Reynolds came to visit him. She introduced herself as a deserted spouse in need of money to return to her relatives out of state, and Al agreed to help. While she was there, the two became otherwise involved. The affair continued until a woman's husband appeared, demanding blackmail. That's right. Al had been set up. And he paid the hush money for a while. And he thought the whole issue was buried. And yet 5 years later, this yellow journalist, Jim Callender, got hold of the story and rushed it into print. And at once the world came crashing down around Al and his heart-sick wife. There was another celebrity, a fellow named Tom. Tom had some friends, the Jack Walkers. And one day, Mr. Walker was preparing to leave town for a while, and he asked Tom to keep an eye on Mrs. Walker, and Tom obliged. And how? Now, actually, Mrs. Walker consistently refused Tom's advances, but Tom was so persistent, so obvious, once even appearing before her in nothing but a shirt, that she told her husband. And her husband had it out privately with Tom. And there the matter might have ended, but for that sleazy reporter, Jim Callender. He exposed the Walker incident. And no sooner did readers nationwide gasp in astonishment than Callender released a second scurrilous story about Tom, this one relating to a lengthy affair through which Tom had supposedly fathered several children. The victim of those two charges partially admitted the first and outright denied the second, but it was too late. Jim Callender had rung the bell and the sounds could not be retrieved. Satirical songs began to circulate about Tom's sex life, tunes with lyrics so obscene that I would not repeat them here. And yet, most remarkable of all, those titillating tales, once taken so seriously by so many, now in the perspective of their subject's other accomplishments, really seems quite small. Jim Callender, the smear master of almost two centuries ago, whose stories appeared in papers like the National Intelligencer and the Richmond Enquirer, Jim Callender soon dropped into the wastebasket of history along with his unworthy exposés on the lives of Treasury Secretary Alexander Hamilton and President Tom Jefferson. And now you know the rest of the story.